G'day. I'm Lola Berry, nutritionist, author, actor, TV presenter, and professional oversharer. This podcast is all about celebrating failure because I believe it's a chance for us to learn, grow, and face our blind spots. Each week, I'll interview a different guest about their highs as well as their lows, all in a bid to inspire us to fearlessly fail. Aloha. We have an Australian Love Island winner on the pod today, Anna McAvoy. Fun fact, we were mates before she went on Love Island, and she reminded me she'd gone through a rough breakup and I'd given her a rose quartz crystal to bring her luck in love and romance, and I'd totally forgotten about it. So this chat is literally what it sounds like. It's two girlfriends catching up over a tea. And she was such a legend. She was holidaying in Byron Bay with her beautiful boyfriend, Michael. And they came over, recorded the pod, and then we dropped them at the airport. So what a legend for sharing her time on their holiday, no less. P.S. She has an incredible podcast out as well. It's called Where's Your Head At? Give it a listen. Anna, I cannot wait to see what's next in store for you. You're a goodie. Anna McAvoy.
Hello.
Thank you for jumping on this pod. Okay, so you are an incredible podcaster. I've been loving your pod. You're an ambassador for like a zillion different amazing companies. And then I would say you're a digital creator too.
Yeah.
You say?
Yeah, that's a nice little intro. Thank you.
You just reminded me though, our first few hangs involved crystals. Is that right?
They did. Honestly, I was thinking back because this is actually the first podcast that I've been on that's not my own.
I know. I was like, oh, I'm so pumped. I'll research all the ones she's gone on as a guest. And I was like, shit, okay.
Popping my cherry.
honored, my friend.
Yeah, so I think like one of the first times we met, I have like a really nice memory of you. Because you know that I'm a bit of a hopeless romantic.
You totally are. You're like a self-confessing hopeless romantic though, totally. Which I love. And we've always talked about heart stuff.
Yeah. And like you're just like the guru. Like you're just like the go-to. And we always spoke about how I was like wanting my Prince Charming and I had just broken up with my boyfriend of 6 years.
Yeah.
And I was a bit down in the dumps. And I remember you gave me like a really nice chat and you were like, look, what's meant to be will be. And you gave me a rose quartz crystal. For the heart. And I still have it.
Oh my God, you are the best thing ever. That's totally my matter. Because my memories of you, because obviously we hung before Love Island. I feel like I saw you at different book launches. You were also friends with Matt, my boyfriend at the time. And I remember when I first got together with him, like brand spanky fresh. You and I ran into each other and I was like, oh.
That's right.
And you go, he's a good one.
Yeah.
I remember you said that.
I was so excited to see you guys together because I knew you separately. And then to see like two separate entities that like people who you think are great come together, it's like such a nice like heartwarming feeling.
I would say you are a hopeless romantic. You do love love. And so I can't have you on this pod without asking about Love Island. Is that why you were like, you're like, stuff this, I'm a hopeless romantic. I am, because I've spoken to Georgia Love on the pod before and she's like, I went on to find love.
Yeah.
That was my one goal. That's all I really wanted from it. Yeah. And she's like, and I did. So was that the same MO for you?
Yes, 120,000%. Like so I was just like, oh my God, this is my chance to meet someone. And honestly, before even going on there, like before auditioning, I already knew that I was going to go on. Like intuitively, I was just like,
you could feel it.
This is my path. I know it's going to happen. I just like really wanted to go on there and meet someone. And I did. And we were together for a year. Like it didn't work out in the end, but it's so cool to say that I've been on a show and met someone and, you know, like, I remember before I went on being like, I'm going to be showing my kids these videos of how I met their dad.
Oh, you're proper hopeless romantic.
Yeah, I was well down the garden path. I wasn't just like, I was onto grandkids and kids stories.
Oh my goodness, I can totally relate though. And I must say, like, I have soaked up so much Love Island content of you because there's a lot of awesome vids on YouTube. And you did, I feel like you had a really, like, what I loved about watching that show is, like, you're goofy, and I mean that in the best possible way. But Josh had this beautiful goofiness too, and so it was quite fun to watch as a viewer. And then, like, my fave was when there were a few favorite bits, but like the way you're super anti farts. And everyone would be like, oh, was that you, Anna? And you were like, fuck off.
I was like, leave me alone. Do you know what it was? I feel like in Love Island, like, it was like being at like a boys' frat house or like living with just like all of these yucky boys. And all they were doing was like farting on people and farting. And they literally play the clip of me being like turning my nose up, being like, no. I don't fart, but it was literally, I was driven to that point. Like, I was on the edge. Yeah. I was like, enough is enough of this fucking farting.
So good. It's so good. It was very, very fun to watch. The other bit that I love watching was when Josh officially asked you to be his girlfriend and everyone got involved, like Matt, your mate on the pod, and everyone's like, all the boys were that excited to go pick flowers and make it like super special. And then like everyone just pops out of the woodwork. I was like, it seemed like a really cool school camp. Like it seemed like a fun gang.
Everyone was so bonded, and like it's kind of like this really traumatic holiday that you go on. That's the best way to describe it. But everyone just gets so connected and so bonded. And like everyone got around us. It was a really nice moment. Like even like to live it was beautiful, but then to see it back was so cool.
Well, that was my question. Did you watch everything back?
Yeah.
Was it weird?
It was. Like it's funny. Like I talked to my friends about this and I have my own memories of being in there, but then I feel like somehow my own memories have transformed into what I've seen in a really strange way.
Yeah.
So like I feel like I've kind of like lost a little bit of my actual memory from being in there, and I just remember like all of the clips and you know, episodes. But yeah, I watched it back pretty much as soon as I could because I was like, I need to see what's been shown.
Yeah.
And I mean, I thought it was pretty real. I didn't really feel like the edit was off.
That's so good.
Yeah. Like I think there was probably three people in there that I think either got like a better edit or there was like one person who I was like, that's really shit. Like they got
a yucky
edit and they probably don't deserve that. I think they're a nice person. But all in all, I think it was pretty like true to character.
That's so nice to hear, like as the viewer as well. I have to ask, being a nutritionist, what was the food like?
Oh my God.
Far out. And it's rolling her eyes right now.
Like, so obviously the boys were on like a chicken and veg and rice diet.
Oh, because they have to look amazing.
Because they were all like bodybuilding and, you know, all of the shit I don't like.
Yeah.
But anyway, they were like bodybuilding. And so I think from like day one, lunch and dinner was just chicken and rice, veggies, chicken and rice. And it was honestly awful. Like, I was having chicken and rice with like tomato ketchup for flavor because I was so like I was just craving like different flavors. And I really like mix up what I eat. Like, I don't like eating the same thing more than one. Like the same. Like what am I trying to say? The same night
over and over. Like you're not one of those people. A lot of people can make the exact same. Like my dad, same brekkie every freaking day, and I'm like, mate, you want to mix this up? But it becomes a routine. Humans actually are habitual creatures, so they get used to it.
Yeah.
Interesting in like from a psychological perspective, though, if you're eating the same thing every day, it stops you overeating because you're just like, well, I'm bored of this food, so I don't need to have more for flavor unless you're putting like – that's why you needed your ketchup because you were like, mate, this ain't no fun.
I need
it's really fascinating though. Mm. I was like, I've got to ask the food question. So question, would you do it again if like now going through it though, like in retrospect, looking back, like it's had a really positive, it looks like from the outside, effect on your career and all, like you'd been doing some amazing like ambassador stuff and opportunities. Would you say, are you glad that you did it?
I'm so glad I did it. I think it was like the right move for me at the time. I was kind of like looking, like when I went on Love Island, I felt like I was at like a fork in the road and I was like, I'm either going to go to LA or I'm going to go on Love Island. And the cards just kind of fell into play.
I didn't know this about LA, modeling in LA.
Modeling in LA.
Mate.
And potentially acting. Like I was kind of just open. Yeah.
Oh, this excites me so much. I said right before you hit record, I'm like, I want to talk passion. That's unreal. Well, it makes, if they're the two things that you're kind of into, it makes sense that you've done this because like you'd be that comfy like with cameras now, but also like, if you're acting in America, like multicam sets and stuff, you'd be like, mate, you've probably had cameras in your face. That show looks like there's cameras everywhere.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I've been modeling since I was like 16.
Yeah.
So it was honestly like second nature for me. But it's interesting because I feel like with Love Island, when you're actually filming the show, you think that there's going to be cameras everywhere. And there is an exception of like when you go on like one-on-one dates, there is.
Yeah.
And that's different. But when you're in the house, it's literally like little CCTV cameras in the very corner of the room. Like you're aware, but you're so unaware, like at the same time.
Do you kind of like the longer you're there, almost forget they're there?
I think that you never 100% forget that they're there because obviously you know
you're on the show.
And you see the microphone. But you definitely just get comfortable with it really quickly. Like 24 hours in, I was like, okay, this is my new life. I've moved in here to this new place.
Wow.
Yeah.
Mate, that's so like awesome. But also like I dated a dude many years ago who was on Big Brother, early days Big Brother. And I was like, how do you go to the toilet? And he's like, when he did it, they'd put a camera there or something like, and it all got changed after that. And I was like, I could not handle that at all.
Yeah. When we were in there, there was cameras on the toilet.
No.
Yeah, that's a real thing. And like, I swear to God, for the first like 24 hours, I was holding. I was like, I can't do it. I won't do it. I refuse to do it. And then, you know, you got to go.
Yeah, you get used to it eventually. So how long were you there in total? So if you won it, you would have been there for?
I was there for like 7 weeks.
And it was shot in Fiji.
Fiji,
lucky bugger. Right before all this stuff where you would have had to do it somewhere in Australia otherwise.
I know. Fiji was beautiful. But the thing is like I hate to say this because it sounds so ungrateful, but the season before, season one, it was filmed in Spain. So
that's right.
When I so when I like got the gig essentially, like I got onto the show, I was like I'm planning my a summer vacay after. I'm going to go to Italy and I'm going to go here and here and here afterwards. And then they were like, no, it's in Fiji. And I was like, oh, okay. Like that's still good. But
I got you. So, okay. So I promise I'll talk other stuff. I just find it so, so fascinating. So I remember what usually happens when people do reality is like when you or from like early on the audition process, you have to say pretty like secret squirrels. Like you can't tell people, right?
Yeah.
So it's like top secret.
Top secret.
And then do you kind of like go in hiding for a little while? Like do they send you there a bit before?
They send you there a week before and they take your phones away. There's no internet. Like you're in a hotel room by yourself. And like it's funny because I've heard heaps of people from Love Island like talk Love Island, but no one really talks about like that week before where you literally – it's honestly so terrifying. Like your head just goes a million miles an hour. They give you like a USB with 5 movies on it and like that's your entertainment. Like it's intense.
And you're literally like hotel quarantine. You're literally
Hotel quarantine but with nothing to do. And like I mean I suffer from like anxiety. So for me like my head was going a million miles an hour. And I guess like the only thing to do is like you get to leave the room to eat food and then you just exercise in the room because you're like, shit, I'm going to be on TV in a bikini soon. Oh, this is intense. Yeah. I should do some sit-ups.
Yeah. Oh, well, that would have freaked me out straight away.
Yeah.
Like, But you're freaking gorgeous, so you have nothing to worry about. I can imagine that would be confronting. But
so confronting.
Especially, but yeah, the hotel quarantine beforehand. Like, I've just done it coming back from LA, and it's no joke. God. Like, it is an experience.
It really is.
So, okay, so after you win, you've been in Fiji, life's all fun and happy, and like I saw like as well, your YouTube went up, your Insta went, like everything was just kind of like blowing up.
Yeah.
And now we're fast forwarding because that was 2019. We're chatting now in 2021. This will come out at the start of 2022. What's next for you? Like, first of all, I feel like pause that question. I've got to talk your pod because it's so good. Where's your head at?
Thank you. Right, yeah, pod? Where's your head at?
I have been soaking it up. I've got a few favorite apps. I really enjoyed the one I listened to today, but also I love when you got Josh on, your ex.
Yeah.
And I love that you introduced him as your ex. Like, he was like, not winner of Love Island, not competing on the block, just Anna's ex. And I was like, yes, that's correct.
I was like, yes, you are on my podcast and that is your place at the moment.
He did good though. You both did good. Yeah. So I love the pod because these are two reasons I love it. One, it's honest.
Yeah.
And from the get-go, like I listen to early eps as well. Like it just feels like I'm having a coffee with you.
Yeah.
And Matt sounds like a legend too. Like you sound like you have this really lovely respect for each other, but like you're comfortable like bantering a bit. So what made it happen? Like how did it come about?
I think in that we just have some really fun, exciting, wild chats and we have a really fun and like very energetic friendship and there's so many laughs and we were like, we really want to share this with people. Like I feel like on Instagram you get like a really small part of people's lives and then Instagram story gave you like a little bit more and I think with podcasting you can just share so much.
Well, it's long form. It's so good.
And like I think we made a pact to be really honest, really open, transparent and like people say that but we really like pride ourselves on just, you know, just not holding anything back and I think that's what we've done but also we've tried to keep it really fun. Like a lot of people listen and they're like, God, I was having a really bad day. And like, I just end up laughing out loud. Like I'm having fun with you guys. And we were like, well, that's what we wanted. That was the goal. So yeah, we're really lucky. And I think it's a good dynamic having like a relationship podcast with boy, girl, because I don't think there's a lot out there like that. So I think people are interested to hear it from a guy's perspective, but also a girl's perspective. And, you know, they want me to kind of like sometimes put Matt in his place or like correct him. And, you know, it's fun. So,
yeah, you've got such a good camaraderie. And because it is like, I know you've had like little mini past, but like because it is platonic, there's this underlying respect. So it feels really fun to listen to it. It reminds me of like, yeah, like that best mate where you're just like, no. Like you need to pull up here. Like it's got that really nice banter to it.
Yeah.
And you're getting an overwhelming response from it, aren't you? Like people loving, because let's be honest, podcasts can be a bit of work.
Yeah.
It's no joke. And you guys are doing it all yourselves.
Yeah. We just signed to a agency.
So good.
Yeah. I mean, and it's so much work. I didn't realize how much.
It could be a full-time job. Like it's full on.
It takes up so much of my time because it's kind of like your baby. Like you want to put like so much love and energy and like, you know, positive vibes towards it. And like any like off minute that I get, like I'm on it or like I'm doing things for it and like thinking about new episodes and, you know, it's so much fun. I love doing it.
Do you have a favorite app?
I feel like I love the episode that we just did with Matt because he talks about his infertility journey, which I just found to be really powerful because I know how much he's struggled with that and like even since like starting the podcast, we've spoken about potentially talking about it and he's always been umming and ahhing. And I think him like basically just taking a step and being like, you know what, like if I can help people or like be someone who people can look up to and be like, oh, Matt goes through this as well. Like that's like, what better reason?
The bit that got me when I was listening to that was when he said his mum cried, and I was like, oh, matey. Like, I having watched him in the house with you, I was like, well, he's like a bit of a goober too, like a little excitable goober. And I was like, far out. And like, I don't think I've heard anyone of his age talk about that from a male's perspective as well. So that would have been so confronting. But imagine how many people that would have helped. Yeah. Females and males, because like, I'm 36, so I face people DM me like about my fertility all the time without me asking for it, PS. But it's such a – it's really full on what people say. So I think he's done something really amazing just by – as scary as it would have been for you guys, but and like, well done to you for holding space for him, because he would have had to have trusted you heaps to do that.
Yeah. And he said, like, he was like, I couldn't have done it with anyone else. And I think that's why we're so, like, we're great co-hosts, because we do have like a really strong friendship.
That's the key.
Yeah.
And you're, but you're like, think about your, I feel like you're a Taurus, I'm a Virgo. So like, loyalty is important for us.
100%.
And even if we go back to the first time we met with the rose quartz, that would have been 7 years ago. Yeah. Like, it's a long time ago.
Yeah.
I have to, before I talk about dreams again, because that's like my favorite topic, I have to bring up my favorite YouTube prank that you did. And I just, so you did the, it was on Josh and you were doing the ugly makeup
that's
prank.
Right.
Can you take us, just for people that might not have seen it yet, what you did?
It's so funny because I saw this prank online pre-getting a boyfriend, and I was like, the next boyfriend I get, I will do this prank on him, whether I post it or not. Like, I was just like committed to one day doing this. So I basically like put on really bad makeup. Like, I had like the blue eyeshadow. I had
80s vibes.
Yeah, it was just like
purple. Was it purple lips?
Purple overdrawn lips. Like, the most disgustingly dirty contour you've ever seen in your life.
Did you go like super light on the foundation, but then contoured it like, it almost, it looked really dirty. That is the best way to describe it.
Yeah, it just, it looked foul. Like, On my camera, it actually looked better than it was
you
in real life.
You kept saying like, that, but I was like, yeah,
still pretty bad.
It was so much. Yeah, take me through, because I have a favorite moment from this video.
Yeah, so did the really bad makeup, picked Josh up from the gym. I then got in the car. He then got in the car. Yeah. I acted completely normal, like nothing was wrong. His face was shocked. He was shook to his core. And then I pretended that I was just like trying a new pop of color on my lips. And he was like, are you sure you want to go out like this? I'm not really sure that I want to go out with you like this.
This is my favorite bit. He just says, it's a lot to take in.
And it really was.
And he was trying to be the sweetest thing, but he just could not. He's like, do you maybe want to go to like, he's like, how do you feel about like takeaway or like a quiet cafe? And you're like, babe, women, do you feel like filming a vlog today? And you're like, do you think I'm ugly? Like, really putting the pressure on him. And he's like, no, I really liked yesterday's makeup more. And I was like, this is so well done to you. You nailed that prank.
Thank you.
But I also think like your personality carries over into your pod as well, and obviously across your socials. But
thank you.
I think I'm excited to hear more of the pod, because it just is you, and I like.
Yeah.
I think as well becoming extra famous through reality TV. It's nice to see real people doing it. You know what I mean?
Thank you.
Let's talk dreams, because we were talking LA in the car here. Yeah. And I love LA as well, and I've just started building a home there. So do you see yourself going over there, or do you want to focus on like, what's the next few years for you? Do you want to focus on modeling, acting? What is
that? I mean, look, I think modeling has like, I've done that. I did it for 10 years. So I'm kind of like, I've closed that chapter. But I mean, obviously the ambassadorships, I don't know if I ever see myself doing another reality TV show, but I think anything is possible. Like, I really want to write a kid's book, to be honest. I have so much in like the woodwork. Like, I want to start a business. I just want to kind of be like a master of all trades and just kind of do a little bit of everything. Like nothing is off limits. You know, I did acting when I was younger. Could I see myself doing acting? I'm not sure, but like I'm still open to it. Presenting, like I've done courses.
I could see you presenting.
Yeah, I would 100%. Love. I would love to do presenting.
Well, in Melbourne, it's because you're a Melbourne girl. In Melbourne, you've got Postcards comes out of there. Project yep. comes out of there. You've got a couple of good shows that come
yeah.
out now.
Yeah, there's definitely like so many cool options, but I'm just honestly excited. Like there's so many cool avenues that I could take and I kind of want to take them all.
Do it. Jump, run at them all. If you did a kid's book, would you illustrate it as well or would you bring on an illustrator?
I'd bring on an illustrator. I'm not the best.
Mate, I was like, maybe she's going to sneaky hidden talent I didn't know about.
I wish. But no, I'd bring on an illustrator.
There's a kid's book that's just come out. I feel like you'd like it. It's by Rebel Wilson. It's called Bella the Brave.
Cute.
And I'm pretty positive it's a kid's book about bravery.
Awesome.
How cool is that?
I love that. I would love to just like do something that kind of incorporates like mental health into a kid's book.
Yeah.
I have a boyfriend now, Michael, new boyfriend.
Lovely. Just got to hang with him before.
Yeah, he's so sweet. And you know, we've been talking about doing that potentially together, which could be fun.
Oh, so good.
So yeah, I mean, like there's so much in the pipe works and I'm keeping some of it secret, but keep
whatever you need to secret. I totally get that. You are really open about mental health and you yes. are really open about anxiety as well.
Yeah.
Have people, what's been the response when you have shared stuff like that with your audience?
Really, really positive. I think, when I first got out of Love Island, I guess I just had like this whole new huge audience. And I guess they didn't really know what to expect from me because they'd just seen me on the show and I was like really happy and bubbly and like they got to see that type of side of me. But I mean, I guess what you don't see straight up when you watch people on reality TV is that they might suffer silently with things like anxiety. And so like from the moment I got out, I would post things that would help me that I would see online that would yeah. help me with anxiety.
The amount of times I've like screen grabbed those memes you share about yeah. anxiety, they're so helpful. And I think the more people can share about it, the better.
Yeah.
Any form of mental health, like even for me, like I got really sick of talking about nutrition all the time and
yeah.
like how many times can I talk about gluten-free pancakes? You know? And I said, can we just talk about mental health? And they're like, what? And I'm like, I just love talking about therapy yeah. and the importance of it. Do you have a therapist?
I used to go to therapy up until about 6 to 8 months ago.
Yeah.
I haven't been recently because I've been just like, I feel like I worked on myself so much and I just felt really happy, really content, really grateful with where I was at. And I kind of just felt like I could take a break. And I was
totally, that's how therapy works. I reckon.
Yeah. And like it didn't mean that I wasn't working on myself anymore. I wasn't doing things that were going to, you know, make sure that my mental health was like doing the best it could.
Totally.
But I mean, if tomorrow I have a moment and I'm like, I need to go back and see him, you know,
you would.
I'd be straight back there. Yeah.
Yeah, thanks for sharing that because I'm so pro-therapy. Yeah. Like I love, like I've got one on Tuesday and I'm like, I just love having, it feels like you've got a cheerleader almost that
totally.
You can just share your life with and know that their feedback is going to be non-biased.
Yeah.
And I just think like I'm so pumped for you because I'm a fair chunk older than you and I just think I'm so excited for you because like you do a book, you do TV presenting. There's some really great TV presenting stuff in Melbourne too, course-wise. I'll send it to you after. I know yeah. you've trained in it, but
yeah.
it's so much fun just to be doing
so
it.
So fun.
And like, yeah, I can totally see you doing that. 1,010%.
Yeah.
Do you see yourself staying in Melbourne or are you open to moving around?
I'm really open to moving around. Like I don't know if I've told you this before, but growing up I basically lived all over the world as a kid. We moved around because of my dad's job. So we lived in crazy places. Like we lived in Mexico for a year. We lived in America for a couple of years. I was so born in the UK. So
oh, you'd have dual passport then.
I do have dual citizenship.
Lucky.
Yeah.
So good.
Yeah. But I mean, and it's funny because Michael, my new boyfriend, his family did exactly the same thing. Like both of our families lived in Saudi Arabia at different times that we were like similar ages.
Really?
Yeah. And so, I mean, it was one of the first things that we like connected on our first date. We were like, oh, I don't know anyone else who's lived there. Yeah. And so I think just like, you know, obviously we have that those things in common, and I could totally see myself just picking up and moving, especially after the last few years of just, you
being
know,
in lockdowns yeah, and whatnot.
We were
yeah.
forced to become homebodies, which was yeah. good, but I'm so adventurous and I'm like ready for the next
You're
thing.
A Taurus.
I'm a Taurus. Like, you know, I just, that's where my passion lies. Like I love pushing myself outside of my comfort zone.
Yeah.
Like I just feel like when opportunities arise, I'm yeah. such a yes person. Mm. Like I just think, you know, life starts outside of your comfort zone.
Totally. And how cool is a kid to grow up in all those different places?
Yeah.
I grew up in Australia, but my parents got divorced real young. And yeah. and everyone sees that as like a negative. But my brother and I got two like lives.
That's so, yeah, it's
and
so cool.
We see it as a positive because we got to see both parents chase careers and yeah. like do what they loved.
That's
and so
awesome.
Now we're both very career driven. I'm like, it's so interesting when you look back and see how, and it's really interesting that you and Michael have the same childhood.
Yeah.
And I have to ask, because Michael's lovely. how did you guys meet?
So he works for Channel 9 yeah. and I was being like a guest judge on Beauty and the Geek.
Yeah. Was that fun?
So fun. Yeah. And I kind of like turned around from like the judging panel and I spotted him, and like I'm like a sucker for a tall man.
I know you. I've heard this on the pod.
Because yeah, I'm like 5'11", so I'm like, you know.
Yeah.
Like I love a tall man.
Yeah.
And yeah, I saw him and I kind of was like on the lookout for him for the whole night. And then I couldn't find him, and on my way out, I spotted him and I went up and said hi. I was like, hi, I'm Anna.
How good are you?
I know.
Because I've heard you say on your pod you do not respond to like people sliding into your DMs.
No.
Yeah.
No.
My favorite was when you read like Matt and yours history and you're like, yeah, didn't respond to that one. Yeah, more flames, didn't respond
yeah,
to that one.
Yeah, also didn't respond to that.
So good.
Yeah. Like I think like me and you were quite similar. Like I don't know like if you're responding to DMs or whatever, but like I just like love like meeting someone and getting their like vibes and energy and like just feeling yeah. that.
You're super connected to your like I feel like there'd be a very spiritual side to you yeah. as well. And like even the way you were saying, like even though you don't feel like you need a therapist, you'd be very connected to yourself and
yeah.
know when you need time out and know when you need to be in nature and go to Byron for a week of rain, you know. So I feel so bad recording this podcast on your last day in Byron and it's sunny outside. I'm like, she could be at the beach right now.
No, I'm so happy to be here.
Do you want, just because you are a hopeless romantic and I hope you don't mind me asking this, but like do you want the like fam bam and all that kind of stuff as well down the track?
Yeah, I definitely see like in the next 5 years, like settling down. But I feel like when people say settling down, that doesn't mean like I'm stuck and like I can't do anything with my career because that gives me anxiety.
Yeah, no way.
But like settling down as in like, yeah, like getting a husband and like maybe having kids doesn't mean I have to stay in the one spot and like
no way.
Only be a mum. Absolutely not.
Yeah, no way.
But I kind of want to do it all.
I'm going to send you a person I interviewed on this pod. Her name is Ursula Carlson and she's yeah. Hilarious comedian on Have You Been Paying Attention.
Awesome.
Had, I think had a kid at 43.
Cool.
Yeah. Two kids. I think one at 41, one at 43. But just really like changed careers to become like one of the most incredible stand-up comedians at 33.
Good on her. That's
But
awesome.
You know what I mean? There's no rules.
There's no rules.
Especially for entertainment industry, like yeah. where you're, the space you're kind of in. Did you love being a judge on Beauty and the Geek?
Yeah. It was so fun. Like Sophie Monk was hosting it.
So it'd be like familiar territory.
Yeah. Cause she was the host of Love Island.
Yeah.
So yeah, no, it was really fun. But like, yeah, obviously the standout of that night was meeting Michael.
Of course. But I just mean as in like if you went into that more like entertainment,
totally.
TV presenting, it sounds like you're comfy in that space.
Totally. Yeah. And like I just love connecting with new people and like
yeah.
I think that's why I would love to do presenting because I just
I think that's the next.
I feel, yeah, like I feel like warm when I talk to people and it makes me happy and I love like exploring new connections. So
I'll be looking out for you on Getaway. I reckon you'd be great on, because then you get to travel again and do.
Yeah.
Mate. Just let's manifest that. Let's I got all the crystals it. Out down yeah, here.
After this, that's what we're doing.
Honestly, I'm so, so pumped for you.
Thank you.
I can't thank you enough for sharing, because I imagine like being on Love Island means that now your love feels like it's in the public eye. And yeah. I've seen you've already been papped and stuff like that with Michael. Mm. Like it's pretty full on, right?
It's very full on, yeah.
How do you kind of like manage that?
You know, I think it was hard initially. Like when I realized that the relationship wasn't right with Josh,
yeah.
like we felt like an incredible, like immense amount of pressure to stay together.
I remember your post.
Yeah.
The breakup kind of
the breakup.
Like
yeah. And like, you know, me and Josh went to therapy for the last like 5 months of a 1 year relationship to try and hold it together, because we just felt like shit, like we won Love Island together. We can't break up. But we both knew, like we just knew it wasn't right. And then I think after that breakup, it was really difficult. Just having people like messaging me on social media yeah. and keeping me updated on what he was doing and like yeah. vice versa. It's just a lot of pressure and it's hurtful to like go through, especially like we all know how bad going through a breakup is. Like it's awful.
Totally.
But then that added pressure, yeah, it just makes it super challenging. And, you know, I was going, like I was seeing a therapist maybe like 2-3 times a week at that yeah. point. I was really like leaning
as you
on
should
therapy.
Have been.
Yeah. Yeah. And yeah, it was hard. But then I think my next like fear was when I did meet Michael and I was like, shit, like I really like this guy and like I could definitely like see a future with him. Then I was like, what's everyone going to think now that I have a new boyfriend? Yeah. And like, you know, it's all of those things that play on your mind. Like, is it too soon? Like, it was, I guess it was like a year later that that's I announced
not,
it.
Yeah, that's not too soon.
But
mate.
Yeah, it's not too soon. Nah. But then people were like, a few people said, like, you know, that's a bit soon. And I was like, is
yeah.
it?
Yeah. You gotta put your happiness first too, totally. As well. But also that, and thanks for touching on that, because I thought, fuck, it would be so hard to feel like you're. It's one thing having every move scrutinized, but then like being a hopeless romantic and loving love, yeah. you know, it'd be hard when you know that you want love. When you feel like you're finding that, you also want to protect that too. And 100%. So it's kind of, I can, and then you're kind of like, you want to shout it from the rooftops, but you're like, no, but I want to keep this like special for me. So I get the pressure to put you under. My final question, I've kept you, we're going to drop you to the airport
that's
next.
All good.
Is for anybody that might want to be like, all right, I think I can do this. I could go on a reality show yeah. or like what would your advice be? Is it just like be real, have no filter, or is it just like listen heaps to what the other people are saying? Because there's a little bit of manipulation sometimes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like everyone's not going to be a legend. There's going to be the odd dingo, which is my word for dickhead. You know what I mean? Like what yeah. would your advice be?
I mean, I think my advice is like if you're about to go onto a reality TV show, like your mental health needs to be at a 10 out of 10, like not a 9, not an 8, like 10 out of 10. I went on there so solid. I probably came off about 3 out of 10. Like
wow.
It really is detrimental to your mental health. It puts a lot of pressure on your mental health. I think if you, like you've decided that your mental health's like there and you can cope with it, then I think my advice is be real, because you don't want to look back and be something that you're not. And maybe if you were going to say something but you've kind of filtered yourself, like
yeah.
sometimes like the best thing is just to be real. Like if you believe it and in your heart, like that's right in the moment, I would go with it. That's what I did and it turned out well.
That's great. That's so good. Actually, I remember watching segments and you kind of got put on the spot a bit. Sophie, you'd be like, Anna, how are you feeling? And I'm like, oh my God, let her breathe, the poor thing. Like, and you're like, nervous and anxious. Thank you. Thank you for highlighting that basically. Like, and so you almost don't even want to have a filter. You just want to be like,
you can't, yeah,
balls to the wall kind of thing. You know, like, just go, yep, be, this is me, like, take it or leave it. And yep, it totally, I think that's never going to let you down. But yep, I love, thank you for sharing the bit about mental health too, because I think you got to be solid and know who you are.
Yeah.
Right? That's in a big anything.
One. Yeah. If you're still figuring things out, or, you know, a lot of the people who went on there in my season, some of them were like 19. They had no like sense of who they were. Yeah. They were still working it out. Like, I remember one of the girls on my season had only kissed one guy.
The boys are coming in, by the way, but I've just said they can come in. I'm like, come in.
What are they doing? They're going around.
They just did a little pit. They just did a little, the boys just went for a walk to see the koalas while we were recording. And now they're like just chilling out the back together.
I'm so excited to see their koala photos.
Me too. So yeah, you were saying some people went in really, really young. And so like, if you go in solid.
Like, you know, I was 27 when I went in there, and I really like had like a great understanding of who I was. And I think like when you said that, it reminded me like, yeah, if you're a bit unsure and you're still trying to figure things out, like, it might not be the best place for you to go.
That's such good advice though. Like, know yourself.
Yeah.
Simply. And I think that's the same with love too. Like, know yourself before you jump.
Yeah.
You're the best.
Oh, Anna McAvoy,
total honor to have you on the pod.
Thank you for having me.
Let's get you to the airport, my friend.
Sounds good. Let's not miss that flight.
That's a wrap on another episode of Fearlessly Failing. As always, thank you to our guests. And let's continue the conversation on Instagram. I'm at Yummo Lolaberry. This poddy, my word for podcast, is available on all streaming platforms. I'd love it if you could subscribe, rate, and comment. And of course, spread the love.